We have sat through Bible study, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it was Sunday school. It was Bible study when Jan McClintock took us through parables. And this was one of the parables that certainly very interesting, certainly many a comment. And I think we kind of all left thinking, sure would be nice to join the vineyard workers at 11 instead of coming out early in the morning, huh? But there's a much more deeper spiritual meaning to this parable. When Jesus told parables, a common way to teach people during his time, he used them to describe something that was, in fact, almost incomprehensible, the kingdom of God. And when you see a parable, there's usually a single certain theme or a meaning behind that parable. And it's put into simple layman's terms so that people could understand this very uncomprehensible and difficult subject to grasp. Jesus used this parable today to focus people on his grace and on his mercy. The early church fathers had a field day with this, and I've certainly used them in many instances during the sermon as excellent examples and expositors of the word. I think they went off kilter here a little bit. Many of the early church fathers would say that this parable is focused around the Adam and Eve, or even Noah, being those who woke up in the evening, or in the early morning. And then the rest of the Jews at 9, and 6 and 9, and finally the Gentiles at 11. So in some ways, we are coming to the work late, if you take the early church fathers. But I think they're a bit off base. I think this parable is much, much more broad in explaining the kingdom of heaven to even us today. The point of this parable is receive your payment generously and do not envy others who receive the same payment. It's quite that simple, I believe. When Jesus tells this parable, he starts out and talks about a wage that he gives that is not based upon what you do, but upon what he wants to distribute. Now think about it. The wage he discussed with the workers early in the morning, our scriptures tell us that they agreed upon the wage. There was an agreement. Come work in my vineyard, and I will pay you a denarius, a standard day's wage. And at the time, these men were quite happy with that agreement. But as the days went on, or as the day went on, this man went out into the marketplace. And I don't want you to come away with a misunderstanding the way the NIV has translated it. It's not that these people were being lazy in the marketplace. They simply were standing around. They were idle, I think is the word that's actually used. They were standing there. They weren't working. And this man said, come work in my vineyard, and I will pay you what is right. In other words, it is up to me. It is my discretion to give you what I want to give you. Did the same thing to the men at 11 o'clock. Still, people standing in the marketplace. Come, work in my vineyard. Now, to any American, you know, we have that Protestant work ethic. You work hard, you'll make a good living. This landowner is very generous. He paid them all what he wanted to pay them. And it angered the ones that had been there longer. And as you could probably imagine, those that started in the morning were very angry. Probably, the scripture doesn't say, but knowing the hearts of myself and every other human being, I would say that those that were called out around 9 in the morning, they were probably a little bit angry too, as well as the one that were called in later in the day. Everyone wanted a little bit more. But the landowner paid what he wanted to pay. You know, when it comes to the kingdom of heaven, I think this really hits home for all of us. Think about, for example, the apostles. Jesus came and said, "Follow me." And they dropped what they were doing. A wonderful fishing business. Not only a wonderful fishing business, but a fishing business with their family. They dropped the nets. They followed him. Others had other occupations. They dropped what they were doing and they followed him. They gave up a lot. They gave up everything they had. And yet, when it comes to the kingdom of heaven, who is raised higher? Who is more mighty? Who received the better wage, the apostles or the thief on the cross? The man who was being executed for living a horrible life, who broke the laws at that time enough that he had to be executed. And yet that one thief on the cross repented. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Do the apostles have a right to be upset? After all, they gave up everything. They worked. No. He decides what the payment is. And the payment is very just, for the landowner is extremely generous. You could almost say that the Holy Spirit finds us all standing in the marketplace idle. Some of us a bit younger in our life, some of us on our deathbed. But we all receive the wage that He believes is just. Another interesting point of this parable that I found that really got me was this ability, this sovereignty that God has in distributing His gifts to whoever He pleases. Now think about this. This landowner, certainly in the parable, wants to get his vineyard tended to. But he continually goes out again and again and again and again, down to the last hour, seeking out people to come into his vineyard, seeking out people to bestow his wealth. This is exactly how God works in our day and age. He never gives up on us. I've gotten to know so many of you very, very well over the last couple years. And we all have people we wish that the Holy Spirit would break their heart. They could be workers, family members, people we know, our neighbors. When will they see that Jesus Christ is the only way? Well, don't give up. It's only the Holy Spirit that can break the heart. And the Holy Spirit constantly is running into the marketplace looking for workers for the vineyard. He never gives up. Very persistent. As a matter of fact, we ought to thank, as we do each Sunday in worship, but continually on a daily basis, that He didn't give up on any of us. The Holy Spirit continually comes after us. And once we're in the vineyard, the Spirit continues to work in our lives, saying, "Give thanks, give praise. Become even more so a child of God." I also don't want you to overlook the fact that this parable is not saying that the men who came early were somehow thrown out. They weren't given their fair wage because they were paid exactly what was agreed upon. But there is something here that gets lost. And we didn't talk about it in Bible study either. But these men who came early in the morning, as well as those who came later in the day, worked. Now, we have two winemakers. I didn't call you winos, but winemakers in our congregation. Tom and Amos have been just going to town. They've got the carboys, and they're taking stuff, and they're siphoning off the wine here and taking the foam off there. We just get to enjoy the fruits of their harvest. But let's think about it, guys. As much as I love your wine, and I do love it, you're starting out with a box. What about the hard labor that goes into making that box? Did you plant? No, you didn't. Did you plant the grapes? Did you tend to them and prune them off? Did you go out and pick the grapes at the perfect time. Not before too much rain, certainly not when they receive too much sun, but right at that perfect time. Are your fingers they're dry and they're cracked because of the amount of time you spent out there weaving them through that, I don't know if it's barbed wire or whatever it is, but weaving them through that fencing. Did you put all those grapes into a big vat and stamp on them? I hope not. Did you stamp on them and crush them and press the juice out? There's some hard, hard, vigorous labor involved in getting to the point where you're able to take over and add your own 2 cents in, add your own labor, adding in the water, you're down mixing it, you're moving it from one big, I know there's technical names for this, but from one big can to another big can until you can finally put it into the bottles, bottles which you've sterilized with the dishwasher, detergent, chlorine, whatever it is that you use, and finally putting the cork in. Each and every bottle has your work upon it. The labor is not easy. It's difficult. The labor in the kingdom of God is not easy. It's difficult. We need people to plant the grapes, to take those seeds out and get them into the community, to get them into the lives of people we know. We need people to weave that vine as it grows. We need people to go out and pick the grapes and sometimes even crush them, squeeze them, bottle them up. All that labor is difficult. And each of us have been given certain gifts from our Creator that's perfect for that particular job. And He wants us to use them. It's all kingdom work. Matthew writes in his gospel earlier, Jesus said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Doesn't that give true meaning, a new meaning maybe for some of you? The harvest. Picking of those grapes is very difficult. And there are very few people that can actually take care of it. But this congregation, we are a group of caretakers, a group of workers called into the vineyard. And lastly, Christ points out in His parable that envy will not be tolerated. Be happy with what you've received. I really like how the parable takes over this very friendly tone. The workers who came first expected something more. Perhaps they were standing in line thinking, well, if He's given them all a denarius, how much more? We're probably getting a bonus out of this. And that's not what they received. They received exactly what they agreed upon. And when they became angry and quarrelsome, we hear these beautiful words, "Friend." It's so lovely the way it starts out. "Friend, what's the problem here? Am I being unfair? Is the landowner being unfair?" I think it's easy for us to say here today, no. Of course, in our workplace, again, myself included, it's very easy to say, yeah, I worked my tail off. You're giving them the same thing you give me. This guy arrives late, he leaves early, he doesn't put the same amount of effort in. We can think the same way about the kingdom. And He's saying, don't be envious. Besides, when it comes down to it, speaking of the kingdom, do we really want what we deserve? Think about that. He continues, "Do I not have the right to freely give what is mine?" Free. The kingdom is not about earning your way in. It's about His grace, Him giving freely to us what He chooses, and not being envious. Our payments will be received. Each and every one of us and paid in full upon our death. We will be welcomed into the beautiful vineyard, the gates of heaven. And we must receive generously the gifts that Jesus has given to us and not be envious. As I was preparing for today's sermon, or here earlier this morning, I was reading the Tyndale commentaries in back, which really are, they're just chock full of great pieces of information. And I read this quote from the Tyndale commentary that I wanted to share with you. The parable of the workers is quite simply this, that we always receive a fair wage and oftentimes much more than we deserve. I like that. He does graciously bestow on us wages that are far more than we deserve. And we should be happy to receive them from such a good and gracious God. Amen. May this word bless you dearly throughout the week.